Hello and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
Hello.
Hey.
It's me.
Hi. Hello.
How are you? How is everyone?
We're great.
I love Cardi B.
Oh, yes.
Hello. She's wonderful.
Yes. Yes.
She got her baby daddy acting like a baby.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody else came out with a new song recently.
Yes. Who?
My man, my baby.
Yes.
Drag me down, driving me crazy.
I love this new Megan who's in love with her
and Clay.
Man.
Yes, I do. I love everything about it. I do, but I just don't care for that song.
I don't really like the song either.
So
I
think it went crazy at the end?
Yeah. And
I didn't like that.
I don't like the entire song, to be honest. It seems very juvenile for her. Compared to her other songs, it seems very low budget.
They said she's in her lover girl era, so she's just giddy, which I love. I absolutely adore it. I love it. I love that.
But Megan is a lyricist. Megan,
well, compared to her other Traumazine?
Cause she was a beast.
She was a beast in that one. Godly, what's the one she did with I can't think of the song, but the one before Traumazine. No, the one after Traumazine. Mm-hmm. That was a good album. Uh-huh. This one right here, I got to listen to it.
I haven't listened to it.
If it's a Lover Girl album, I don't think I might not like it.
I'm not, or
a lover.
She just released,
I'm not, I think
a lover
single.
Girl. Okay.
So,
all right.
I think it's a single. I can't wait for Kehlani.
Yes.
You told me about that. I can't wait for that album to
because
come
out. The response that she received from Folded, she has like scrapped her entire album because everybody loved that song so much.
And
she
that
wanted
wasn't
to
the,
make sure
okay.
that the album.
Did y'all like, hear I like Out of the version?
Window. Yeah, I like Out of the Window. I like her song Out of the Window.
Yes.
Now, that's the one I like.
You seen the video? Well, that has a video to it.
See, I haven't seen
it. I started tagging it.
I didn't hear the Plies version.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
I like it. I like Plies.
I mean, I even liked her with Brandy. I mean, I like Tony's remix.
Tony's Tank. I haven't heard Brandy's and Tank's.
Yeah, Tank. Tank had one. Even Shamir Schaefer. This was good.
Oh, good. Throw it the fuck out.
What's the young lady name?
I don't like Money.
White girl. I cannot think of her name
somewhere.
Right now. Who can sing?
Who?
White girl can sing. I can't think of it.
Christina Aguilera?
Younger. Oh, I can't
not
think
Taylor
of,
Swift.
Not Taylor. Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
Girl knew.
I mean, I was just throwing out white girls. I don't care for Taylor.
I think it's JoJo.
Oh, yeah, I like JoJo.
Yeah, her remix is good. Her remix is good, too.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, JoJo is a different type
of
singer.
Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, she can sing.
She's nice.
Okay, cool. But let me see, who else got some music out?
Wale's entire album.
They said this album is like,
I'm liking this new Wale.
Really?
Well,
I just heard that one song.
It's not new, though. And he's the same.
Right, but I don't know what it is. So I like Wale here and there.
No,
but
I'm loving. He's not giving
this
the
new Wale.
He's not giving that stage.
No, he was never. Yeah, he was always.
I don't know.
Right.
He's not giving that stage.
So my favorite song by Wale, and I'm a little partial. If there's a question in my heart.
Well, I
Matrimony.
Like
yes.
I was just listening to that.
I played that at my wedding. Like, that's my favorite Wale song.
Yeah. But that was a nice album.
Yes, it was. I just.
Yeah, on chill. But you know, all his, even his very.
Lotus Bomb.
All of them. I don't know why he just never really took off.
I know. It's like the best artist.
But I'm glad that he still is in the fold.
Are so. Damn. It's
and.
Just like, Cause don't get me wrong. I feel like he is a phenomenal artist. Mm-hmm. But how many artists, best lyricists in the world, but they just don't get that recognition that they should?
And I wonder why promotion, is it the label promoting them
and
or
they
what?
Said that our boy just didn't do him right.
Jay?
No, Rose.
Oh, Ross.
They didn't. Oh, yeah. He was on MMG.
Yeah, they said he didn't. He put Meek, I guess, ahead of him.
And you see what happened. And you see how that happened. How that turned.
Well, let me tell you
how that worked out.
How
that worked out for
you? Because see, from word on the street is, you ain't heard Wale at Diddy parties, but you heard Meek and Big Back. What TSA Big Back?
She talking about
her baby daddy. If I guess, you know, if you don't do certain things, you're not going to go to the top. And salute to the ones that stay true
to
themselves and not bullied and are not forced against their will to do things outside of their comfort zone. You know, that compromise.
Just saying true to your craft.
Yeah, and compromising their integrity.
Right.
You know, yeah. Because...
Maya talks about it all the time, and we know that Maya is truly a talent.
I love her. Every time I see her dance, yeah. I'm just like, yes,
true,
mommy.
A true talent. True talent.
You know,
I know Brandy is big. She is big.
Brandy
She's
who?
Big. Brandy Norwood.
She's talking about Brandy who?
I just, Mercy Jesus, I don't understand why people think, I don't.
No, Brandy really is big.
Brandy
but
on the West Coast?
I still don't think, like, no, she,
big
but
where?
I still don't think she
I don't even
gets
know Brandy's
the notoriety
music.
She deserves.
I don't
just
know
like
her
Monica.
Music.
I don't think, now, Brandy got some music. Brandy
I know she does.
Yeah.
I want know,
you,
but I don't
want
know
you to start
it.
You're
not
from the beginning.
Do Brandy like this.
I want you to start from the beginning.
She's even in my age group.
Right.
And I don't even listen to her.
I want
her.
You to start from the beginning one day, Vaughn, and just listen to
Sitting
her.
Sitting up in my room.
Now, that is not one of my favorite songs by Brandy.
But
I don't even like that song.
That's the Brandy era.
So
I remember.
I told you I'm a side B girl. So my songs by Brandy that I love are like Where You Wanna Be, Paint This House. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the songs that nobody would think that you would love by Brandy. I love the songs that people just don't know about. Mm-hmm. But Brandy really is a phenomenal
artist.
Yeah,
she artist. Is. She
just,
is.
Just like, I love the songs by Monica that nobody really even knows of. Like, my favorite song by Monica is, like, Kicking It With You. Mm-hmm. With You. Her song off of Fled that nobody knows of called Missing You. That's, like, my favorite fucking Monica song. And nobody knows that fucking song. And, like... You just gotta really find your song within the artist.
Right.
Because when people be like going crazy over Monica, I wouldn't pay money to go see Monica in concert.
I wouldn't pay money to go see
Monica. Well, I heard the concert is really good. I heard like, and they are making
money.
Money
Long just pulled out the concert.
Yeah, they said she got a health scare.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
I wouldn't pay money to go see Brandy in concert because... Because the songs that I would like to hear, they're not gonna sing in concert.
Well, I don't know, Yoshi, because I heard they have been pulling out and like it's different songs each city, different songs each city. So I heard that they're good.
So because when I went to see Chris Brown, Chris Brown had one job. Chris Brown had one job to sing my song. And baby, when Chris Brown sung my one song, I could have went the fuck home after that.
Well, I understand
baby.
That. That's why, like, when Joe comes back at concert or something like that, I don't want, because he won't sing my song, so I don't want to see him no more. And you know
it.
I fuss so bad.
That's me. Like, if you're not going to sing my one
song,
I don't
want
to know.
Like, Joe's song, My Love, I don't want to hear, what is it? All the things your man won't do and all of that.
I don't want to hear that no more.
Let me tell you, I sat up there and had a full-blown temper tantrum. I said, where is he going? Yeah. Mama was like, Maxwell, but I don't want to see Maxwell.
I don't want to see Maxwell either.
Yeah, No.
Maxwell
is
good, but I don't see him in concert.
But Maxwell is not going to sing my song that I love.
No, Maxwell will sing your side B's.
Let me tell you who do phenomenal in concert, and I underrated her. Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh my God.
If you ever, oh my goodness. That girl.
I don't see how she could be underrated. Cause that girl.
That girl, just, that woman, that lady.
I
that
heard lady. She's going back. Yes. She's going out.
I do love Jasmine Sullivan.
She blew me out. With her catalog, I was thinking Maxwell. Actually, she was on tour with him. Mm-hmm. And when she came out, she opened Maxwell up when she first came out, and she was Maxwell's opening opening act.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was so happy to be back in tour with her, cuz he was like, it's like a reunion, because she was, you know, that was like little sister to him when she was coming up. And oh my gosh. You know, her music is fire.
Yeah, it is.
Just to hear the girl range, her voice is, I love her because she has a unique voice, mm-hmm, number one. Mm-hmm. And then
very
her range,
powerful voice.
Oh my gosh. So her stage presence, her voice, it's beautiful.
And see, my favorite song by Jasmine is Mascara.
She sung
all
that.
All you gotta sing is Mascara, and I can go the fuck home.
See? She did that.
Yeah. So it's just like, I just gotta hear like one or two songs, and I can go home. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you.
So that's why that. I gotta give it. I gotta truly love an artist
to go
mm-hmm to a concert. I gotta love every song. That's why I could go to a Tedra Moses, mm-hmm, and yeah, I can get my money's worth. That's why, mm-hmm, I gotta save all my money, because the next concert I go to is gonna be Sade. And I know I'm going to have to sell
they
one of my kidneys.
Teasing that she is coming out in concert next year. I hope that is true.
But has she ever did a tour in the U.S.?
Many years ago.
Okay.
It had to be the early 80s.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I had to been an infant, a toddler or something.
Late 80s. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we were all elementary school.
I had on white shoes. I had them in the white walking shoes when she came out.
Yo. Oh my gosh.
On the white, I had the hard bottoms.
They had teased. But see, that's what I can't stand about AI. I cannot stand about AI, because AI will throw something
you
out there.
Shit.
And just. So they came out with these tour dates for Sade, and then somebody was like, no, this is AI, and I'm like, this is just absolutely ridiculous how we have to look up everything now to make sure it is the truth.
I need her to have a concert. So I have seen all my favorites except Sade. I need to see Sade before I leave this earth.
I think that would be a sold out concert.
Of course.
I think
she would have to.
I'm mad I ain't
gonna
be to see Michael Jackson.
It would be select
Girl
city
or
tours.
I'm mad I ain't get to see Michael, but I got
me
to see
either.
Chris Brown. So
tell
like
you,
I'm
Los
okay.
Angeles I'm is gonna be on the list. San Francisco, Los Angeles. Probably
New York,
yeah.
Texas.
Even if they
probably
did the major
Miami.
Cities, even if they did the major cities,
yes,
I would be cool with that.
Miami,
but it would
Chicago.
Be sold out in minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Like you gonna have to really be there to press that button, and say, okay, we got tickets.
Yeah. If she look, who's the city? So if you're a city card member, they usually have pre-sale for mm-hmm city card
and
members
Amex.
And Amex. Yep, Amex card. Mm-hmm. And let me tell
I'm
you.
Ready.
Yes.
Yeah, especially Amex, because they're first. They're
have,
always
I'm
them
have
and
my
city card.
On
yes,
the
both
trigger.
Of them are first. You have to.
So make sure you have
you like,
funds available
and
at all times.
Get everybody else funds first and be like, okay, y'all, here go the tickets. Boom, we got
yes,
them.
Make yep. sure funds available, because when those pre-sales come out, please, that's when you got to get it.
We should do a post up like, Who would you pay like
that's a once in a lifetime
an unsurmountable amount of money to go see?
I ain't paying nobody.
I don't think I would.
Nobody, pay. Baby. No. I watch on TV and dress up in my living room.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Now everybody's going live, or they're doing something on Amazon Prime or Netflix where they'll give you these free concerts, and better take advantage of that and keep going.
I ain't that impressed.
It's just some people I gotta be in the room.
That and I agree with you.
I gotta be in the arena.
Yep, I agree
with you.
I got
to be in the arena.
I do agree with you on that.
I would pay to go see Diana Ross.
Oh, would you
I would pay to see Diana Ross.
Now, if I'm paying, I'm paying for the experience of, I'm talking about backstage, I'm talking about up close and personal, I'm talking about meet and greet. My money, I'm getting my money's worth. I'm having dinner with you. I'm having conversation. I'm having a night out.
Yeah.
With you.
So, you
and
know,
your crew.
Let me tell you something.
I'm badge. I'm official.
I would do that for a New Edition still. Because I feel like, and as many New Edition concerts as I fucking been
I'm
to.
Not going to be in section B, row 16.
I feel like Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Michael. Them
like
folk.
All six.
I don't even care about Bobby and Johnny.
No, I care.
Them
you up from I the care airport. Because they're
the same. Them four owe me. Them four niggas owe me.
They owe you.
Dinner. And a goddamn picture.
Well,
them
I care about
niggas.
Bobby and Johnny because they,
I do love
the
Bobby. I do love Bobby and Johnny, but them four,
they the
them
ones
four,
singing.
I done been
look,
down, I done been down with them for a long time.
You know,
they
them
the ones singing all the records.
Oh me,
Yoshi.
Oh me,
you, you
Yoshi,
held them down.
Bobby,
yes,
is the one that's on all the records. Bobby and Johnny, that's their voice.
Yes,
so
yes.
They need
so
to
I
be
love them.
In
I
the
do
mix.
Love them. I do love them. But when I say I've been tried and true with them Negroes.
Well, hold up. Who voice was on, was it Ralph's album that Bobby was the backup on?
Mm-mm. Ralph was the backup for Bobby's album. He is finishing Every Little Step I Take.
Really?
Yep.
God almighty. Got to be more careful.
And there's some more songs, too.
Look at that.
God messy that thing. But you don't want, I don't want to be a part of the group, but I need your voice.
Well, that's when Bobby left because he was bigger than the group. Like Bobby was, you know, he was
the really
breakout
star. He really was not
star.
Bigger than the group. He was just being an asshole.
Bobby was the breakout star.
No, Bobby was being a fucking David Ruffin.
That's what I'm saying. David Ruffin was the breakout star.
No,
and
no,
David Ruffin
no.
Was being
no, you didn't want to cooperate.
It's me. You need me. I'm the one on the record.
Mm-mm.
You.
No.
Y'all.
And
ain't no temptations she, without no David.
We not gonna do this shit here today.
Hmm.
We not gonna do it. We supposed to be talking about goddamn Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
How was y'all Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. It was very low key.
It was meh.
It was very low key and nice, and you know, we just ate and went on back to the house and it was good. I mean, it was good. We had a wonderful time.
And y'all turkey coming today.
Yeah, turkey on might be coming. Little
what?
Turkey might be coming
little
today.
Turkey might be coming
okay.
Today or tomorrow.
Yeah, so,
sometime.
Okay. Okay, I thought he my real turkey. I'm like, y'all still waiting on turkey?
Yeah, I'm still
week
waiting
late.
On turkey. But it was really nice. We had a good time. The whole break has been great. For me, I've been out for a week
she
now.
She had a long break.
Yeah.
Well, I'm upset that these kids get a damn week off from school now because they only gave us Wednesday, Thursday.
No, we didn't even have Wednesday.
No, we didn't. No, we sure didn't. Uh-uh. We only
we
had Thursday.
Monday
we only
and
had Thursday and Friday.
What are you talking about, Monday?
Oh, we only went to school Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, we went to school Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, and Wednesday. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
And I'm mad at that.
And I am too.
And I want my money back.
It's something else.
I want my money back.
But I remember a long time ago, like my
you want your sleep back.
My cousins and them, they were always out for like Tuesday, Wednesday. And then all of a sudden, Doherty County just started doing an entire week. So they've been doing an entire week for years because they realized how much money they saved being out for that week.
You mean the colleges?
Not
Doherty County,
sure.
The school system.
Oh,
it's year round now?
Here.
Wow. Yeah. But they are allowing so many more breaks now.
Yes.
For their
it.
Teachers' mental health.
I love it.
Which is good.
Which is good, yes.
And studies have shown children do better in year round schools. I just want all the other counties and to get on it in this state because they really do. I mean, you're already technically doing it, and that's why they're easing it on you. And I don't know why you won't do
well,
it.
Well, some school in Richland 1 did it. Was Forest Heights or...
It was Forest Heights or either Rosewood. I can't remember which one.
I think
one.
It was Forest Heights did it, but they stopped.
They stopped. So, and they did propose for both of our... well, it's more than that. But the two districts in our county to do it, I know one shot it down, but I think they're going to propose it again. And because y'all are already doing it. You start the first week of August or the second. You're already doing year-round school, but you would have more breaks. And I'm telling you, the children would benefit from it so much more, and you would too. And like you said, and the teachers. Mm-hmm. So the teachers can do more professional development, and then they can be off a couple of days, come back. You got a couple of more weeks.
Rejuvenated.
Here's Thanksgiving. You're out. Then you got about 3 more weeks. You're out again for Christmas. I mean, it's just a good thing to do. It really is.
I also read where the local colleges here aren't going back until after the new year.
Correct.
Because of travel. Correct. Giving the kids. I think I saw your comment on there where you was like, it's good.
It makes sense.
It makes sense because kids don't have to worry about finances, especially if you're traveling a distance. You know, kids from out of state going home for the holidays, and they got to come back, do testing, exams, and then got to go right back for Christmas. And then got to come right back after New Year's. Like, it's too much back and forth.
Okay, so
within a month, a 30-day period.
Right, so when I'm thinking back when I was in college at Albany State, and I would come home for Thanksgiving just to have to go back, and 2 weeks later,
pack up and come home.
Right, and pack up and come home. But I would bring majority of my stuff Thanksgiving, and then it would kill me, because then I would have exams that following week, and then like I only have 2 exams, but I had to return back to Albany for 2 exams. That's crazy. When you can end the semester right, well, it was quarters then. You can end the quarter right then and there and have your final exam before Thanksgiving and go home. It's cost effective, more mental, physical and mental health for your well-being, for the staff and the students. It just makes a lot of sense.
But go back to even before that. Remember, before your Thanksgiving holiday, y'all had a fall break.
No, we did not back then, you know.
Because it was school. At one point in time, it was a fall break.
It is now.
And I'm like, what sense does that make?
Right. So the schools now have fall break where they have like 2 to 3 days off. That's after midterms
sometimes.
Right. I call them fall days. That's the school fall day. And like the fall breaks with the school districts usually fall like that week.
Right.
The kids get 10 days off, and it's usually during the fair days.
Right.
So it's like I'm telling you, you got to rest. It is so good for your physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, y'all, it makes so much sense now. It makes a lot of sense. And the children are doing so much better. And the teachers are a little bit more effective. You know, they can do more. But it just makes so much sense now. And so with one of our local schools, a lot of people thought something was wrong and that they were hiding something, not knowing that one of our local schools, which was Benedict College, they have been doing this for years. Somebody just got some tea and wanted to report it. Mm-hmm. And it seemed as if the kids didn't know anything about it. So then that's when your PR person had to come back and say, no, we've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. We are not hiding anything. And this is why we're doing it. And like they said, cost effective. It gives everybody a mental rest. And they're well rested. And then you don't have to worry about, because that's some money. Because everybody don't live around the corner from Columbia, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Not 5, not 8, even 10 hours away. You got some people from Jamaica, Chicago, Los Angeles. You got some people from overseas.
Right. And they can't afford to go home.
Right.
Not back to back like that. No. Right.
So pack the kids up and go. And then I think also Newberry College does it as well. So, I mean, maybe.
Or the people who are local, you know, in the city, those friends who are international, mm-hmm. take those people home with you.
They do.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, this is a good thing to do also. If you have those schools who have those international students, mm-hmm. That's when you need to bring your local community into the schools to bring those people lunches and different things in. Even the kids who go to the regular schools who aren't in schools at that time, mm-hmm. those are the people who need those meals.
Right.
because a lot of those kids depend on those mm-hmm. meals during school time.
Right.
So that's when we need to, as a community, start divvying out those bag lunches, those Lunchables, different things like that for those kids to have to snack on while they're at home.
So when I worked in Fairfield County and I worked in Richland One, they have the backpack program mm-hmm. and they would give the kids so many snacks, nutritious snacks mm-hmm. and things of that nature to take home with them for the holidays, because they know that the students will right. more than likely bring it. So they were very appreciative of that. I do agree with you, Yoshi. There are a lot of local partners, and especially this year, it just felt, because of the times that we were in at the, you know, at the time, it just seemed like so many people were feeding people on Thanksgiving Day. I've seen, you know, people used to laugh about giving those turkeys away, but this time it was something different. It just hit a little different this year because people did not have like they had last year or the year before. But people were giving like full meals away, serving dinner. I really loved it. I know Fort Jackson always feeds the troops mm-hmm. and they also allow you to come on base and eat with the troops as well. Right. So it can have a home feeling, which I like that. So, like we've been saying all year, you need community.
And I'm going to say this. They laughed at Kevin Gates years ago when mm-hmm. he said something about, why y'all giving turkeys away to homeless people? Where they going to cook them? The smart thing to do would be to give away turkey sandwiches with mm-hmm. an apple and a chip, or, you know, make an actual meal plate. Mm-hmm. Like, don't give somebody something that they can't.
Time out. They were giving uncooked turkeys
to homeless people.
To some, the homeless gonna get in line though. They got
right.
They are,
but it doesn't make sense to give. That's what I'm saying. And they ragged him for that. But it made actual sense. Why are you giving a homeless person who doesn't have a home to cook? And some homeless
did they not think of this?
No, and they don't think of stuff like that. So it makes better sense to give a homeless person an actual cooked, prepared meal or a turkey sandwich mm-hmm. with sides to it. Like, be sensible when you're giving things right. away. Homeless people, when you're giving things away, they need things that they can automatically kind of walk around with and cart around.
Right.
They change their clothes out on the street. They need socks. They need hats. They need coats.
They need old suitcases to cart their stuff around with.
They need hygiene items, bags. Mm-hmm. They don't need bullshit mm-hmm. that is going to be too large for them to tote. They need the essentials.
Right.
Stop giving them or thinking that they need stuff that...
Well, I think when they do the giveaways, they're trying to give them to families. But now, working down there downtown mm-hmm. at transitions and stuff, now they still gonna go on there, get in line, and get them turkeys or what have you. Right. And then sometimes, because they're quote unquote homeless, they still have somebody they probably can give that turkey to, and they'll cook it and maybe bring it back to the center or something like that for right. them, or eat that day mm-hmm. at Thanksgiving, then bring them back home.
I'm just trying to find the logic in.
Right. That, I mean, I just want us to do logical shit.
Yeah, well, sense. I think it's more about families now, because now when you do, it's a drive up now that you drive yeah. up and get and receive the turkeys and the box with all the fixings and all right. of that. It's just not, we're going to go down here and feed the homeless, because, you know, now you have to pay a permit. Because
they were actually given, and then earlier they were actually giving away full boxes of the fixings. Well, mm-hmm. if I'm homeless, how do I even prepare all of this?
And then they may ask, well, you know, are you homeless? What you gonna do with it? But then maybe that homeless you know, I'm just thinking outside of the box here, that homeless person might hustle it and say, hey, I got this right here, if you give me this right here. It just all depends.
Right.
It all depends. But I do love it. And I love, they always do the community feeding at Eau Claire. They did that mm-hmm. this year. And I've seen, this is what I love. A lot of the people that are known for their food trucks and other businesses, all of them got together mm-hmm. and they fed the community and they gave away boxes. Okay. And that was huge.
Okay.
And they had everybody's logo. Nobody had to be on top. They had everybody's logo on the flyer which I absolutely love.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. And I don't want to start naming the names because I'll forget people. But you
that
know,
was good. Yeah,
yeah. But it's a lot of the local, well-known food trucks, people that throw parties and and have their event businesses and all of that. All of them were on there. Some people that are community faces in outreach, their names was on there, and their nonprofits. So I love it. That's what you got to do. You got to do. The churches stepped up. They fed people. They gave away stuff. Like, it was just a different type of Thanksgiving. And I think now we know that our community, we're going to have to be there for one another and not, you know, and not ignore the issue.
Well, so I'm glad what we all had. What were you, well, let's go back around the table. What were you thankful for this year, Travana?
You know, I was just thankful for just family, gratitude, just, you know, being my right mind, just thankful for life, health, strength. Despite what's going on in the world today, I'm just thankful for my family.
Amen.
You know, it's a lot of personal things that go on with us day in, day out. But the bigger picture is being there for the people that really need us. And that's our family. Everybody say, Thanksgiving, because me and my niece, we actually talked about this. And I don't want to make it sound so bad. But I just don't get caught up in the holiday. Because of what it represents, the meaning, the real meaning behind the holiday, you know, how it was taken from the indigenous people and just how you want, it's a lot to take in. Mm-hmm. And the recognition, how they just want to erase the history behind everything.
Right.
And we have to keep the history alive. And we have to continue the stories of even our ancestral, our history. I was telling the lady in the grocery store, I said, she was looking at some plant-based items to cook for Thanksgiving. She said this would be her first year doing something different because she eats different. And she said, I said, you know, I like being in the kitchen because this is the only time you can really have good conversation around the kitchen, cooking. Everybody's in the house. Everybody's coming over to visit. This is the time of year when you can get people to come in and really gather around the kitchen, the living room, the den, and share conversations. And I said, and engage.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is what my Thanksgiving is about, engaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's about connecting, reconnecting, even if it's once a year and this is the only time people can set time out. And we talk here and there, but if this is the only time that everybody's schedules are cleared and no work, no school, and we can all get together, I'll take it. I will take this time because this is the time we can spend days catching up, hours talking up in the wee hours of the morning, because that's what we do. We sit up all day, all night, just reminiscing, telling stories to our children, to our grandchildren. We hear the older people tell stories, even if it's stories that we've already heard. it's just good to rehear it and just to hear the laughter and hear just some of the stories. Like, I can't believe this happened. Let somebody else hear the foundations of where we came from. Mm-hmm. Let that generation hear it. We may have heard it before, but let them hear it. Mm-hmm. This is their first time hearing it. And so this is what Thanksgiving to me is about: connecting, getting the family together, and not letting our stories die, and mm-hmm. and creating those memories and creating those mm-hmm. those new treasures within your family. So now your children have something to pass down, because guess what? We don't have those same treasures that we once had. Now we need to create those things. And I told my son, I said, when we're not having children like our parents did. We're having one, two kids, mm-hmm. most of us anyway, mm-hmm. or any at all. And what are we passing down? What is the tradition? What are the stories that we are passing down? So when your children are at the table, what are the stories that they're hearing from this generation? Because, see, we got stories.
Right.
And that is what I need for them to be able to create memories. So when they come to my house, this is why I do what I do. I make my breakfast. Mm-hmm. I cook for my family. Mm-hmm. We sit at the table. I invite people over. Mm-hmm. So when they get older, they can say, oh yeah, grandma used to do this. Oh, I remember she used to have this person come over. They may not know the name, but we used to come. She used to have a place. We would come. Little small things, something that they can remember, and that story is passed along. Mm-hmm. Because yep. those are the memories, those are the traditions that mm-hmm. that will always be embedded into them. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that's my Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. And that is so true.
Be big mama.
Mm-hmm. And that's how yeah. it keeps going. That's how the tradition yeah. keeps going.
Because it's dying. It's a dying breed, really.
It is.
It is.
And families don't get together anymore mm-hmm. unless it's a funeral.
Right.
Yep.
I don't have that network.
Well,
anymore,
you don't have to have it in your family. It could right. be your network of friends.
Yeah. yeah.
And your friends, your children of your friends. You mm-hmm. know, you know how many I grew up with my cousins, mm-hmm. thick as thieves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But our children don't know each other.
Right.
They know each other, mm-hmm. but they don't know each other like how we grew right. up knowing each mm-hmm. other. And it's like, how did that happen?
Exactly.
Like, mm-hmm. we grew up, like, putting master plans together. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, our children, like, how were we this close? And like, how? Mm-hmm. How this generation, like, so.
I don't know. I'm going to go a little different from Vaughn, and I'm going to start being thankful and using my holidays to just kind of love on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to take my Thanksgiving and my Christmas to be thankful and to give back and pour back into myself and rejuvenate, because those are the times that I have my downtime to really kind of get my life back. So that's when I'm going to take my vacations, and because the holidays aren't really the holidays anymore to me, because like I'm not, my family isn't really here in the U.S. like that anymore. My brothers all live abroad. I only have my one daughter, and she's out and about living her life. And, you know, grannies are gone. Cousins live here, there, everywhere. So this is going to be my time to travel and be rich auntie. So I'm going to use this time to just have my rich auntie life and explore. So this is what I'm going to use my time for.
Oh, it's my turn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was just listening and thinking about what both of you said, and that I think that what Vaughn was saying, which is good that you are loving on yourself and mm-hmm. everything that you said was good. And then also with Vaughn saying like creating those memories and having to do both every year. If you follow me on social media, you might unfollow me because you think I'm doing too much when I do it. But every year, so just me now to do gratitude, 30 days of gratitude. And so we are on the last day of that gratitude post, and you always get a journal prompt saying, you know, this year is the reason why you love yourself.
Amen.
And so day 23, which I skipped on purpose, it was also about love given and love received. What I am grateful for so much this year is having to spend both, spending time with both sides of my family, without having to go to a funeral or have a sad moment. We have had so many celebrations this year. It has just been a phenomenal year. Now, we've had some sadness because we've had some deaths, but just the amount of celebrations, milestone birthdays, retirements, you know, weddings, engagements, graduations, like from the little kids all the way up to the big kids, grown-ups, everything. I am so appreciative of that, because it warms my heart. And that's why I was thinking about what you said, Vaughn, because me and my brothers and my cousins, we grew up as brother and sister. And so we were more, and we called each other brother and brusin and sisin and all that stuff, because that's how close we were. Now our kids know them, and you know, they know different amount of kids, but that are in the family, but they don't know everybody, like how I would go and say, this is such and such. So I am appreciative of that. Like, that this has just been a phenomenal year for us. I hope it continues with all the blessings. You know, I mean, we're waiting for a blessing now from my niece. I'm about to be a great aunt again, for the 15,000th time. No, but seriously, but it's just that, like you said, the family just keeps growing, and you gotta work hard to keep that together. Another thing that I'm appreciative of, I am appreciative of my friends, and allowing me to, because this year has been a very different year at the beginning, but to just see myself at the end, in this 11th month, has been so much growth, because I put fear aside and just kept going. And so I may have stopped, but I just said, you know what, you just got to keep going and you got to move along. And that's big for me, because sometimes I will sit there and it does take me a little time, but, you allowed my boundaries, not to say that I was, you know, distant, but you allowed that boundary for me to grow so I can be a better person. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for, like, two of my line sisters. I just thought about them, who one knew how much I love my son, who created graphics for me for his graduation free of charge. I was like, are you sure? She said, no, this is yours. I'm thinking of another line sister who gave me tickets for it so I could see Albany State play Benedict. When they came here from Benedict College, she thought of me and she said, "Why, TC, I can get you these tickets. Do you, you know, if you want them, if you haven't bought them." I hadn't bought them. So when people just, the love given and the love received was one of the prompts. So I'm just thinking about all these things, you know, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for the boundaries. I'm so grateful for the growth. I'm so grateful that I can say, you know, I don't fear, and that I love myself enough where I can have that aha moment that I had in August and just walk away. And I'm okay about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for it. I am. And so I'm grateful that I can still call my parents, because a lot of people don't have that. Mm-hmm. I am grateful that I can still call my brothers. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for my wonderful son. So I'm just very blessed, and I'm grateful.
That's beautiful.
Amen, amen.
And I'm grateful that this retrograde is over.
Girl.
Amen.
And we survived it.
Oh, my God.
Without the exes.
And we are gonna be taken out now. Where can they find us?
They can find us on all podcast platforms. They can find us on the website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. And Susie Q, take us out.
Love on your people. Show gratitude all year long.
Amen.
We out.
Bye.